So good morning. My name is Barbara Hellyer, and I'm one of the curators with the Plant Germplasm Introduction and Testing Research Unit. We're out in Pullman, Washington. And one of the genera that I work with is Lactuca. And I'll be talking today about the genetic relationship between Lactuca georgica and five other Lactuca subsection Lactuca species, as revealed by trap markers. So before I begin, I'd like to acknowledge my co-authors on this. Ted Keisha, he's a geneticist and currently the phasiolus curator with our group. Alexander Beharov, he's at the Institute of Evolution in Haifa, the University of Haifa out in Israel. And Sunjay Kwan, he was formerly a postdoc with our group, and now he works at the Korean Atomic Energy Research Institute. So before I begin to talk about our project, I want to give a little bit of information about the genus Lactuca. There are seven sections in this genus, in the two groups. Of the seven sections, the section Lactuca has two subsections, and the subsection Lactuca has all the annual, winter annual, and biennial species, and then the other subsection has the perennial species that fall within this section. There are approximately 100 species within the genus, and it's been a very fluid genus over time, depending on what the taxonomists are interested in doing, whether they're lumpers or splitters. And there are several closely related genera, like Caecerbita, Mycelia, Mycelis, and Jungia. And they've been formally classified as Lactuca, and currently they're split out. So the section Lactuca, subsection Lactuca, some characteristics include they all have clade level of 9. They're native to Europe or Central Asia. They're annuals or winter annuals or biennials. And there are 11 species within this subsection. And this subsection contains all of the common species of Lactuca. So Lactuca sativa, which is cultivated lettuce. Lactuca cereola, which is prickly lettuce or China lettuce. And then Lactuca saligna and Lactuca verosa. And those are the European species. And then Lactuca aculeata, Alteica, Azerbaijanica, Georgica, Livida, and Scariolodes, they're all from Central Asia. And then Lactuca draghiana, it occurs in, it's native to South Africa. So why are we interested in the wild relatives of lettuce? Well, for one, because they've been used extensively in breeding the cultivars, cultivars of lettuce. So just some examples of some genes that have been donated from the wild lettuce. Corky root, they found resistance to corky root in Lactuca cereola. Northern root knot nematode in accessions of Saligna and Verosa. Downy mildew resistance, leaf miner resistance, and several virus. The least of not, which is Lactuca lettuce mosaic virus, all found resistance to those viruses were found in Lactuca verosa. So a little bit about the gene pools of lettuce. So there are two major groupings or current groupings for gene pools of lettuce. One is put forth by Lebeda et al. And that's the dominant theory right now. So the primary gene pool is Lactuca sativa, the cultivars and the land races, and Lactuca cereola. The secondary gene pool includes Saligna and Verosa. And then they lump all the other members of the subgenus Lactuca in the primary gene pool based on morphology and cytology. And the other grouping or gene pool theory that's been put forth has been put forth by Copeman et al. And they've done a lot of marker work on Lactuca. And so they have the same primary gene pool, but they put both Saligna and Verosa in the secondary gene pool. And then based on markers alone, they've put Lactuca coarsina, Siberica, Tatarica, and Lactuca vimniae in the tertiary gene pool. They don't mention at all any of the other members of the subgenus Lactuca. So it's just a couple of different ideas about how the different genera are related to the cultivated lettuce. So We've worked on Lactuca Georgica, and it's fairly new to the NPGS collection. We received material in 2009, and we were interested in learning a little bit more about it. Here's some basic characteristics about the species. Its native range is Turkey, Armenia, Azerbaijan, Georgia, the Dagestan in the Russian Federation, and Turkmenistan. It's got the rosette leaves are spatulate. Like other members of the subsection, the flowers are yellow, the ligules are yellow, and they're medium-sized. The plant, the inflorescence, is a pyramidal panicle, and then the colleen leaves can either be divided, which you can kind of see in this photograph, or entire. And then the achenes are black, and they have a small wing around the edge of the seed. The beak is clear to lightly colored, and then the pappus is white. So the particulars of our study, the methods we use targeted region amplification polymorphisms for a marker system. And we scored 50 polymorphic markers, and they were derived from the primer pairs from two fixed markers and then two random primers, And our plants were grown from seed to seed so we could confirm the taxonomy of the material we were using. This is a table listing the material we used. We had a total of six species. We had 63 populations or accessions and 236 individuals. You can see all of our Lactuca georgica came from Armenia or the Russian Federation. The Cereola, we had a fairly wide distribution. Aculeata was from Israel along with Saligna, and then Verosa was from several different countries. This is a distribution of the Lactuca georgica populations. We had a fairly good spatial distribution of Lactuca georgica within Armenia, ranging from the south to the north. And then the two accessions from the Russian Federation had a fairly good spatial separation. So as far as our results, this is a dendrogram of the marker analysis, and this dendrogram is the complement of Jacquard's coefficient. From this, you can see that the species, all the members of the species, did cluster together. Particular species, the one accession of Lactuca aculeata, it didn't cluster with any of the other material, but all the Georgica accessions clustered here. And then the Verosa clustered together. This is the Lactuca saligna right here. And then the Lactuca cereola and sativa, they did cluster together. They didn't separate out, which is common for cereola and sativa. Just briefly, so here are the Dagestan accessions of Lactuca georgica, and then the remaining are from Armenia. And the other thing I wanted to point out from the dendrogram is that if you can see that the Lactuca georgica and the Lactuca verosa accessions, they clustered most closely together. So conclusions from our work, we found that the trap markers did work well for discriminating among species of Lactuca, and that based on the 50 polymorphic markers that we found, that we scored, the six species grouped in four distinct clusters, and that's excluding the Lactuca aculeata. So we had the cereola and sativa group, the verosa group, the georgica group, and the saligna group. And then it seems that Lactuca georgica is most closely related to Lactuca verosa. Thank you. And if there's any questions, Aculeata?
Why did I exclude it?
We didn't exclude it. It's here. It's just it clustered by itself. So I guess we had five clusters. You can see it. Okay. Anyway, so it's not excluded from the dendrogram. It's just you can't see it on the slide. I can see it on my slide. So in this presentation it clustered up. It is. It's got really large spines on the stem. It's very spiny. all the way up along the stem. The leaves are fairly spiny also, in that respect. But otherwise, no, it's not. So. Other questions?